to conquer and to win. We've got all the enablement His loving grace provides. Now we put that truth within our hearts and walk with all God's might.
The renewed mind is the key to the Christ in me. The renewed mind is the key to the Christ in me.
We know that the renewed mind is the key to the power that we need. The world is gonna see that it's Christ in me. We know that the renewed mind is the key to the power that we need. It's the only way to be strong in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show. I don't know why I'm the only one with my camera on.
Yeah, well, only one with the camera on because I want everyone to know who's responsible for that terrible video. That's it's on.
Definitely
you.
Was not me. I'm on the road again.
You're on your own with this one, sport.
You know that was good.
Wow. It says the only
no
person
Reverend
with the camera.
X,
says the only
but...
person with the camera on.
So... Fine then.
Don't you know?
Still a good video.
Oh, okay, cool. We can do it like this.
Uh-huh.
I'm not responsible for that. This one right here. This one. All right.
Yeah, I think they had it. They're popping and locking for Jesus.
Dang.
Oh, man. I know Jesus.
So we have a good little show planned. So first of all, happy shutdown.
Shout out to the shutdown. Yeah, we got a round of applause.
Happy shutdown.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the president. Yes, indeed. Shout out to
he just took some money from New York.
What money from New York?
Yeah. He's holding up bread for Chuck Schumer's pet project and Hakeem Jeffries' pet project.
Oh, sure did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's some programs in Colorado that are being cut. I don't think they're being cut directly in response to the shutdown, but certainly they're being cut at least partially in response to the cut in funding.
No,
so,
you cut it because you showed that video. It's all your fault.
No, if anything, that video will help them restore the programs with honor one day, maybe.
One day.
I have no work.
You know that was a good video. You love that video.
Oh, first of all,
you have it on your YouTube playlist.
Yeah, okay. And that just for that.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about the shutdown and a lot of other things. But before we do, we're going to hear from our sponsors. So we will be right back.
I'm David Cross, and you may know me from my election integrity work, but I also own U.S. Asset Management, a family-owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
Can I ask a question about the nicotine pouches?
Yes.
Does it melt in your mouth or do you have to spit it out later?
You can spit it out, you can swallow it, or you just savor it. I mean, you throw it in like you would a dip of tobacco.
Okay.
But you just let it sit there and then it suffuses your nervous system with life-giving nicotine. Uh-huh. And it really does feel like the hand of God is massaging you.
But does it feel like the high of smoking a cigarette?
It's simultaneously, if you can imagine the Zen paradox, higher alertness accompanied by deep relaxation.
Wow.
So you really are. No, it's a Zen experience. You're like cat-like in your readiness, but you're fully
relaxed.
And
how long does it last?
I always have one going. Sometimes if things are, if I need it, I'll put another one in. So I've got 18 milligrams of nicotine. but that gives me an unfair advantage.
You're banging 18 milligrams? Woo. That's impressive.
I don't like to because everybody else kind of recedes into the background and I become this kind of colossus when I do that and I feel guilty about it. Hubris is inevitable at that point. So I usually keep it to one.
I mean, I could use a new addiction.
Oh, yes.
What's the gateway drug level? What would you prescribe?
This sits between caffeine and
we
cocaine.
We sell a 3 milligram, but you know, there's a transition like all great addictions. Like it's not instant. You do vomit at first, but then your body acclimates.
Oh, CDMHelp.com. Get your nicotine pouches. That was hilarious. I hadn't seen that ad before.
I didn't know. Hold on. Is that like a real, was that a real conversation?
Yeah, it was a real ad for Alp pouches, CDMAlp.com. And, interesting. You know.
Salvation has your helmet and take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, Jesus Christ. So put on the armor of God, Jesus Christ. We love you, God, so we do it for God. Jesus Christ. Of truth. Jesus Christ. So we do it for, we love God. Chest plate. Jesus Christ. Of righteousness.
What? You God. What?
Shoot. Of peace.
Some pop logging.
Don't be on the enemy. God. Jesus Christ, we love you, God. We'll do it for it. See you.
All right.
Oh, man, I got the gift. Like, man, run into him in a dance battle and see how that ends up for you.
I mean, that was pretty, you know, middle of the road for a Pentecostal church.
Not Christ, but cross.
But what I got stuck on was, did he put his Bible on the floor? Or you think there was like a little table there?
No, I don't know. It doesn't look like he had much furniture. Like if you pull it up, it looks like he's just moved in or he's moving out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But it's not like it's no matter what, it's Jesus Christ, not Christ. It's
Christ. Full armor of God.
Too many times.
You know? it's like the dance move is like a morph.
I feel like what we're doing with these segments of finding the obscure aspects of worship on the internet is we're, I think, in a revival. Indeed. It is. I mean, we had pop locking for Jesus. We had rapping for Jesus. Those guys were a couple of my favorites. We had Christian breakdance this morning and then whatever that was that you just showed us. And, you know, we're in a revival, I think. I personally believe that we're heading into a season of revival. But it's important to realize that a lot of Christians have been driving for a revival for a long time. And we're going to find and play all those videos.
Yeah. Cause my dude right there, he's got he's also got a video of him doing this on a stage at a church.
Nice. Where is that? Why didn't you play that one?
Because I just found that.
Oh,
oh.
Yeah. And wow. I mean, like, I'm talking like he's got a full stage, not just the empty living room. This man is doing his moves across the whole stage at a mega church.
I wish we could put up a picture for Karen.
Yeah,
like that, that Darren and I pick.
No. I don't really know how to do that.
I think once you're in here on your phone, you can't do it. You have to do it before you come in. But that's all right. We can hang like this. We're good. All right. So we're going to talk shutdown because it's the big story of the day is that last night the government shut down and all the people said,
amen.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday was a lot of hullabaloo, right? It was, oh my gosh, they're going to shut the government down. It's super horrible. And we have some great videos of the hysteria leading
everybody
up to the shutdown.
Everybody bitching and whining. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this one I think is going to be one of your favorites, Darren. So let's hear from Mad Max.
Oh.
Do you want to prioritize the health care of illegal aliens over a government shutdown? The government does shut down.
Excuse me, stop it right there. We're not prioritizing what we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is at the top of our agenda.
But are Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody.
So yes.
We want to save lives. We want to make sure that health care is available to those who would die but having the help of their government.
So you're good with a government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't American citizens?
Well, you keep, that's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say that somehow we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we
don't
need.
Stop pointing out that we're doing
this. You're divisive. No, you're not. You're being divisive. No, please. Don't. You don't need to ask that question. You're just trying to get controversy here. You're not going to get it from me. We want to save health care for all people. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. What
do you think?
Anyway, you know what? Reclaiming my time. Maxine, again, this is the, so we, I've never got to the point where we actually shut down when I was with the feds. It was always like a crying, bitching, moaning session, a bunch of all hands meetings and the what ifs and, you know, prepare. This is what's going to happen. The government, in case we get furloughed. So you should put some money away. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, they would try desperately to blame it on the Republicans because a vast majority of federal employees are Marxists. And sure. They are the ones running the meetings, and they try not to throw shade on the Republicans, but their speech in these meetings clearly indicates that they are blaming one party over the other. And that this was theater. This was all theater. This was, you know, you guys, I really want you to weigh in on this because we're, Chuck Schumer is scared. Hakeem Jeffries is just high.
Yeah, he's terrified.
You know, Hakeem Jeffries. Yeah, Chuck Schumer is. Why is he afraid of losing his seat? He's freaking 900 years old. He should have retired 30 years ago.
Well,
he knows
think.
AOC
probably,
wants that seat.
Here's the thing. And I'm glad you asked that question because I had to explain this to somebody yesterday. He's afraid to lose his seat because he's in bed with somebody that's lobbying him, right? So if he loses that position, something, whatever they have on him is going to come out. Either that, or he's being played under the table a substantial amount of bread.
Well, don't forget that he's the, if you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways of Sunday of getting back to getting back at you. He's controlled. He's easily, he's controlled. He's under their thumb. He does what he's told. So that's why he's still in a seat. Because he's,
well, I mean,
it's great
he's,
for him.
So what, then why?
He belongs to somebody.
Yeah. I think he gets around.
Chuck is
oh,
a hoe.
Karen, we're.
Ho Schumer.
Karen, you're breaking up.
Ew. Oh, sorry. Yeah, what about now?
That's better. Yeah.
Okay. He is. So why isn't then? No, I'm on I-25. I had to go help my son move. Yeah, it's quite a
what a good
quandary. But
you out.
Oh, I love my boy. He's amazing.
Winning Mother of the Year today.
I raised him right. I raised him right, and he's conservative, and he loves Jesus, and he loves my president. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Chuck Schumer is scared.
Is he pop locking for Jesus?
Jesus
nope.
Christ.
He would never pop lock ever in life.
He would never pop lock.
No.
He's anti pop locking for Jesus or other.
Nope. He loves
Jesus.
Jesus
Christ. Not Christ, but
Christ. From New Zealand.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer is somebody's hoe. That's why he can't.
He looks like NASCAR.
Speaking of Chuck Schumer, let's hear what he has. Let's hear what he has to say.
Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know, at least for a while until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Yeah, and
like, so,
nobody, like, this is like I tell people this all the time. I say, you will never see a presidential term like this ever again.
No, sir.
I said, you're never going to get another Trump.
No, sir.
I said, enjoy this shit while it lasts, because this is the this is entertaining as it's going to get.
So Hakeem came out and, you know, in a press conference screamed about racism and said that video of him wearing a sombrero and a mustache. Hakeem Obama. He's big man.
But when you did it, Now say it to my face.
The next time I'm in the Oval Office, say it to my face. Now, that son of a bitch should never be anywhere near the Oval Office or any form of government for that matter. But he got real mad. He started screaming about racism because that's the only card they have.
It's fake outrage. He's not racist.
You can see here, we've got on, I think this is MSNBC, Trump posts racist AI video after White House meeting with Dems. Let's hear what Hakeem has to say here.
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault. It's a disgusting video.
Yo, he doubled down on it too. That's the crazy shit. Look, yeah, here's my thing. Aren't these Biden level spending? Like, what the heck are they talking about? We're still spending. Isn't this Biden level spending?
Yeah.
So what the fuck are they talking about? Bipartisan for what, nigga?
This don't forget, you guys, the record for a federal government shutdown is 2019, and it was Democrats protesting $6 billion for the border wall. We can't do the border wall because we don't have $6 billion to spend on American security. Then they started just making it rain out in Ukraine for years, right? No, they had plenty of money for their borders.
They made it rain at the border.
Yeah.
What?
But this is it is their shutdown. I got one more Hakeem says video. I think you guys will enjoy this one.
I want to hear from Obama.
I am not even Mexican. I don't know why President Trump keeps saying that shit. He needs to say it to my face, Holmes. And while we're at it, I'm getting really tired of all that dollar store Obama shit. It's getting old, homie. My name is not dollar store Obama. Okay, pendejo? Órale! Arriba! Arriba!
Okay.
Yo, Trump is an asshole.
I love it too, so much. I love that he is an asshole and he doesn't give a fuck.
He really doesn't. And the thing is, people, I remember... He said, we should talk about the transgenders lifting weights. He went to the, I forgot whose graduation it was. But he was like, he said, my wife hates when I do this. She's like, sir. She's like, darling, it's not presidential. He said, but the people like it.
And yes, we do. We love our
president.
Because
the people are a basket of deplorables.
Yeah, yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
I own it. I don't care. I said yesterday in my video, why is it that Sarah Silverman got away with doing blackface? So did Jimmy Fallon. So did
Joy Behar.
Justin Trudeau. She did it too.
Yeah.
So shut up.
But they have the right politics. They support the right political party. So we don't talk about those black faces.
Oh, got it. Oh, they're the black face of. I'm the black face of the exceptional.
Well, it's kind of like, you know how in Ukraine there's the Azov battalion, which are basically Nazis, but in our current reality construct, they're the good Nazis. So, like, correct. Joy Behar, Jimmy Fallon, they were the good black facers.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You cannot make this social justice gymnastics. Researchers are going to be absolutely puzzled.
Karen, the goal is to tire you out. That's what the point is. Like, that's why they do this stupid shit. The goal is to make you tired to where you acquiesce.
And it just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Like, I mean, at this point, I think all of this is a joke. I've had time to sit with my thoughts, which is a dangerous thing.
Indeed, it is.
It's a very dangerous thing. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, this is a complete and total psyop. Like,
yes, sir.
Donald Trump, don't get me wrong. There's a level of disturbance that he has caused.
Yes.
A little bit. He's treading. He's more aggressive than he was his first term. This go round. He's still treading lightly, if you ask me. Because quite frankly, I just tell the National
Guard. Drop the hammer.
Yeah, I tell the National Guard and ICE, like, if they
drop the hammer, it's time for action.
Yeah, it's time to start clapping, motherfuckers.
You ain't know. You ain't know. You bring your monkey ass to the ICE facility?
I had to tell somebody. I was like,
well, you're jumping ahead. Don't do the ICE facility thing yet. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
I told people, I said, this is the light version of Trump. I said, y'all better be happy at this shit. I said, you better be happy that he's president, because if president, it wouldn't be going on at all.
So MamaGamer219 has set us up for the next video. She says, I'd be all for the shutdown if people who actually work, like our military and BPA, still got the paychecks to feed their family, cut off elected salaries, and see how fast they come to the table.
She says, Rick Scott said the same thing.
Stop jumping ahead. My best friend is looking at what she can cut out of her food budget to send money to her son who's in the Air Force. It's hurting us all. Yeah, I agree. I think that the military should get paid regardless. They don't have a choice when they're called up, when they're deployed, you know, whether or not they die. They don't have any of those choices. And as Darren said, Rick Scott has a bill kind of, you know, you could say inverting. I would say reorienting this the effects of a shutdown towards the appropriate target. Let's take a listen.
September 30. I'm a business guy. I always pass budgets. And by the way, if you didn't do your job in business, you didn't get paid. Thanks. You don't show up and do your job, you don't get paid. Why are we getting paid? We shouldn't get paid if we don't do our job. We need to figure out how to work together to get our budgets done. It's as simple as that.
So you're going to offer legislation to not get paid during shutdowns?
Absolutely. I already have a bill. We got a bill that we don't get paid during the shutdown. Ron Johnson's got a bill that we'll never have shutdowns. That should pass also. But on top of that, what are the Democrats doing? This is a clean resolution. All we're doing is keeping the funding. Actually, the funding is too high. It's still the Biden funding. But I don't want to shut down government, so I support it. But the Democrats, they want a shutdown for whatever reason. How is this good for the country? Nobody wins with a shutdown.
Yeah, but they're afraid of the base, man. You can't run. You can't go against the radical base. It's over. They've been captured. This is not your grandfather's Democrat Party anymore. This shit is over with. Like, they are captured.
But I also disagree that nobody wins with a government shutdown. I think the American people win with a government shutdown. For a few days, maybe we can save, you know, trillions of dollars. But you know, they'll figure out a way to start it up again. I'm just happy right now that it's closed. And I'm not happy that essential workers and military are going to have to, you know, wait to get paid. That's messed up. That shouldn't be the case. The way that our government treats our military generally, from the prior conditions of the VA to the dilution of votes through UACAVA, through, you know, them not getting paid when the politicians can't come to an agreement about illegal migrant health care, sick care, really. It's not health care. They're not making anybody healthy. They're keeping everybody sick so that there'll be patients for life. But yeah.
Considering Pfizer's been in business for 100 and something years and ain't cured shit.
Yeah. No, they made a lot. They have, though, Darren, become the number one health industries, not just Pfizer, but Pfizer's a part of it. Number one employer in the majority of states, and increased the number of Americans on pills, increased healthcare costs, exponentially in that 100 years, and also inverted healthcare outcomes. So we don't ever look at healthcare outcomes. We look at costs. We look at cost of insurance, et cetera, but we don't actually look at, is any of this infrastructure that the American people are funding for the world, right? We fund healthcare for the world. We fund the R&D of healthcare yes. for the world. We get no return on that investment. And also the outcomes, the health outcomes as a result of this infrastructure are abysmal. We're the sickest we've ever been. And we are the sickest nation in the world. Explain it to me like I'm fine.
Like, at some point in time, I'm glad that it's kind of slowly kicking in where people are like, okay, something ain't right here. Now, no, I'm not going to say that. There's only one more task that needs to be accomplished. Ash knows what it is, but I'm not going to say it on this channel.
We shouldn't. We should just move on. So our incredible governor here got in the mix. He says, calling on Congress and the Trump administration to stop punishing the American people, pass a balanced budget, and end the shutdown. He posted this an hour after the shutdown started last night. From H.R. 1, which strips people of their health care, drives up the deficit, to the president's tariff taxes, now allowing a federal shutdown, majority in Washington is hurting hardworking Coloradans. The subtext here is that the state of Colorado relies on their 40% of their budget is federal yes. funding, up to 40%, estimates vary. But you know, they're upset because they can't keep, you know, we're going to have to make some cuts in Colorado, actually maybe cut things like, the money that's been diverted to migrant needs, the migrant American dream, money
Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Well, I don't know.
Let me just finish the post and then we'll talk about it. We saw during the last federal shutdown how billions of dollars in economic activity were lost. That was, again, because of the border wall. Workers went without paychecks and businesses never fully recovered their potential income. Now Congress is once again playing chicken with the livelihoods by risking health care, jobs, and economic security. It's time for Congress and the administration to pass a balanced budget like we do every year here in Colorado. That's fucking hilarious. And stop punishing hardworking families and individuals. We allegedly passed a balanced budget in Colorado at the end of this session, and then they had to call into a special session. They added to the spending during that special session, and we still have a budget deficit. But he, you know, comes out and says things. If we redefine the word balanced, we can say that we balanced the budget in Colorado. Yeah,
reimagining budget.
This is your governor
reimagining. Name?
That's our governor here.
He's such a herb.
Super awesome guy. So Jared Polis is calling on the White House and the Congress to fix this problem. The White House is very busy memeing.
Being gay.
Chuck Schumer says, am I out of touch? No. Fighting for illegal criminals is exactly what Americans want us to do. Certainly Jared Polis thinks so.
You're out of touch.
All right. And then I think let me do this one as well. So also responses from the White House. Democrats have shut down the government. They could have added an again on that. Mm-hmm. They didn't, but they could have. All right. And then this is the one. What's that?
People got short-term memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is the one I'm most excited about. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this. Joy Reid is really unhappy about the direction of the country. And,
she's an idiot. I saw this.
Yeah, so let's hear what she has to say.
Is that if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes, there were no regulations on business. You could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes. Right. That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern. They need people to want fewer things. Is that if you go...
Do you think that's what it is? Do we need people to be less modern and want fewer things? Or do we need for society at least, you know, the 50% of society to stop the victimhood dependency mindset.
Who's the 50%?
50% of Americans don't pay taxes, federal taxes.
That's a fact?
Yeah, I'll fact check myself. Hold for processing. But tell me, while I'm looking this up, tell me what you guys think of
that. 50% of people in this country don't earn any money.
Well, no, it means they earn money below the poverty line, or they have determined enough tax loopholes to avoid paying taxes.
Oh yeah, okay, that's a bit, that's smart. That's pretty smart.
What do you guys think of Joy's?
I think Joy Reid is a fucking idiot.
Yes. Aside from that, yes, she's. That is the first time she has said anything accurate. Yes, that is exactly what we demand. That is exactly what we want to stop this flim-flam known as egregious taxation based on employing a bunch of individuals who whine and bitch and moan and complain every year around this time because they don't want to lose their cushy jobs. I worked with these people. Do you know, there were some times we had absolutely nothing to fucking do. Nothing to do except hold meetings to figure out what we were going to do. A lot of these federal agencies, I am not kidding. We had, September was also,
a meeting before the meeting and the meeting after the meeting.
Yeah. To figure out what we were going to do because we had nothing to do. So what they can honestly do is, there are, for instance, the subset, one of the umbrella agencies underneath the big HHS agency, they can condense it down to maybe 2-3 offices. There are 12 offices. I was in one of them. They can condense it down to 3 because the process that started this office was a congressional, it was a lawsuit. It was a lawsuit. They have met the requirements. The mandamus has been met. The requirements are met. These cases are completed. It's been done for 2 years, actually 3 years. We were done 3 years ago. Why are all these fucking offices still open, paying all these people to do absolutely nothing? I have been tagging RFK Jr. I am going to keep doing it because they are wasting taxpayer money. I know these people. The only reason they're trying to keep these offices open for these federal employees is to keep them with a job. That's all they care about is their job and their pension. Go your monkey ass into the private sector like everybody else and get out here and grind and stop living off the damn taxpayer dime. You wait until September every year. Oh, go spend money. Go spend money, because if you don't spend all the money, it's going right back to Congress. Y'all act like I don't know what's going on. I know how the sausage is made. You lying bastards. Get your ass out there and find your real job.
Oh, I love it. So according to the Tax Policy Center, it's 40% of Americans do not make enough money to pay federal income tax. And then I would argue you probably have at least another 10% that have figured out the loopholes to not pay any taxes.
Real quick, guys. Real quick.
They're on disability.
Just a little side note. Back when Tupac was alive, he used to go on radio and get on MTV and do like these epic rants. I think Karen has kind of like reincarnated. Yeah, that K-pop.
K-pop,
yeah. Like
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Because yeah. I feel that shit, man. I feel that shit. I feel it in my soul. And I know they're wasting money. And they'll
Karen,
get up there and
Karen
whine.
Shakur over here.
I'm good telling job. You, man. It's bullshit. Close that's down them funny. Offices. Save the taxpayers about 20. We're paying $13 million a year for one facility out at the Federal Center. Shit on
Carrie
Avelli. I tell all your damn business.
Carrie Avelli.
Carrie Avelli. Oh, yeah. His album, Machiavelli.
Oh, my God. That's
yes, indeed. I don't care about these people. Shit on y'all. Y'all ain't do nothing for me.
All I'm really saying is they don't really care about. Should we take a musical interlude and play that Michael Jackson song?
No, we should not.
I feel like we should. While we decide whether or not we're going to do that, we're going to hear from our next couple sponsors. We'll be right back.
The wait is finally over. My towels are back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. Towels that actually work. What a concept. And that's not all. Check out our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regular $119.98, now only $29.88. And how about our limited edition premium MyPillows, made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset, made exclusively for you to thank you for all your support. Queen, $17.98. King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get My Towels for $39.98, MyPillow bed sheets only $29.88, and our limited edition MyPillow Queens $17.98 and King's only $19.98. Quantities won't last long, so order now.
Psst. Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
You ever notice how they certain words they edited out?
Yeah,
very interesting.
You think they edited it out because that was the Brazilian version, or because U.S. censors?
No. There's specific words that they edited out.
Well, what was the word?
Look it up.
Put in the private chat. Okay.
And they did this on purpose.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the word? Now I'm super curious.
Yeah.
I did not know the lyrics such that I can know they edited out words.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's obvious why.
Yeah. And then for some odd reason, he became Public Enemy number one right after that.
And then they killed him.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. He accidentally overdosed on propofol or something, right, which is that's administered by a physician.
That's what happened.
Typical. All right.
Yeah, Prince too. Prince as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, little detour there, but you know, we talk a lot about our crazies here in Colorado, but the Colorado crazy is extending into other states. From the Denver Post, we've got here: Colorado woman among three activists charged with alleged doxing of ICE agent in Los Angeles. Ashley Brown of Aurora also faces charges of assault on a federal officer in a separate California case.
Mama gamer knows what's up.
Colorado woman and two other activists opposed to President Donald Trump's immigration raids in Los Angeles have been indicted on charges of illegally doxing a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent, federal prosecutors said. Ashley Brown, a 38-year-old woman from Aurora, is among the three accused of following the unidentified ICE agent home, live streaming their pursuit, and posting the agent's address online, according to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California. Once they arrived at the agent home, prosecutors allege the woman shouted, "ICE lives on your street and you should know," according to the indictment. Defendants are each charged with one count of conspiracy and one count of publicly disclosing the personal information of a federal agent. The statement said Brown, who is being held in federal custody without bail, also faces charges of assault on a federal officer in a separate case stemming from a protest in Los Angeles in August. So she seems delightful. But you can't really blame these people for thinking that this would be okay for them to do, considering that during the Biden administration, you know, Supreme Court justices were doxxed and had protests at their home over when Roe v. Wade was leaked.
This
so
no. This can't be happening when if your president ain't pussy. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This should not be happening.
Yeah.
Like this should not even be a thought. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this was state court in probably California or Colorado, regardless of which one. Either one of those state courts infrastructures would never even let this get to detaining the individual. But we're in federal court. It's a federal crime, federal charges, and federal prosecutors. So Ashley Brown's going to have a rough day.
Yeah.
Weeks, months.
Months, probably maybe years.
My federal court case took 2.5 years. So
there you go.
Thoughts and prayers. So another one that I thought was interesting, and again, I don't necessarily think this is directly related to the shutdown, although it is being reported as very abrupt. But you know, we have our super empathetic government here is really struggling with living within their means. From the Gazette, Denver halts emergency rental assistance program, leaving families scrambling. Denver's emergency rental assistance program has come to an abrupt halt, leaving dozens of families empty-handed after expecting the funds to avoid facing eviction. Decision comes as the city of Denver grapples with budget constraints and reductions across city agencies. The Community Economic Defense Project, CEDP, we're going to call it CEDPA, received a stop work order.
Call it the what?
CEDPA. Well, we could do KEDPA. CEDPA, KEDPA. SEDPA sounds better to me. Received a stop work order Thursday from the city's Department of Housing Stability to cease distributing funds for temporary rental and utility assistance, also known as TRUA. The funds are available to individuals unable to pay their rent or facing eviction. Each month, the program opens up under a lottery system for applicants who are eligible. 67 households had been notified earlier this month. I think it's last month because it's October today, that they would be receiving funds from TRUA through SEDPA. They learned last week that they would not be receiving those funds due to the city pause on the program. Quote, to receive this immediate stop work order on Thursday has caused a lot of confusion and frankly, a lot of hardship for people who are already in the pipeline to receive support, said Marissa Molina, Chief Policy and Communications Officer at the Community Economic Defense Project. And I personally think that's pretty fucked up. For them to tell these families that they're going to get rental assistance. These are, you know, ostensibly families in crisis. They're facing eviction. It's come to that point and they enter the lottery system and they get, you know, notified that it's going to be okay, guys. You're going to get assistance out of this. And then because Denver is mismanaged by every single metric, they have to then renege on that and say, oh, sorry, we're not going to give you help. Now, I'm not a city and county of Denver resident. I have no say in this whatsoever, but I think that, you know, these programs should be, if they're managed effectively, they're potentially valuable and the people of city and county of Denver could decide to continue funding these things. But to play that kind of, you know, boomerang thing and like, oh, you can have this. No, you can't. Those families are they're the ones hurt by it. Mayor Johnston's not the one hurt by it. City and County of Denver's not the one hurt by it. The families that are being toyed with and yo-yoed around are the ones hurt by it.
Easily, yeah. That's without question. Is Karen still here?
Karen, you still here? Maybe.
She's not here in spirit.
I don't hear either. All right.
Can't hear it.
Right, Karen, come back in if you're still there. So yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge, you know, fan of entitlement programs. And I think that they are usually money laundering fronts.
They sure are.
Yeah. They're also, you know, intended to keep people in bondage and dependence on the state.
Right.
Pretty effective at doing that. The entitlement programs that we have now disincentivize people from improving their circumstances, and they get kind of trapped in this mental. Karen, go ahead.
These were American citizens. That's why they don't give a shit about giving them the yo-yo treatment. Figure it out. That if they were illegals, they would find some money somewhere. I don't know. Perhaps they could close a couple of the offices in the what is that thing that they called the Office of the New Americans?
New Americans.
Yeah, newcomers. They could
fire a couple of Americans who manage it and pay for illegals, because they are willing to go to any length for illegal aliens. They have shown us that.
Love them.
Chosen. Yeah, they are the golden children.
It's insensitive. Sorry, you guys. I can't allow this to continue. It is insensitive to call them illegal aliens. We have to refer to them as they are: criminal invaders.
Criminal invaders. I like that.
Oh no, no, habitual line steppers. That's what they are.
Karen, you raise a good point. I wonder if the rental assistance and all the placement through the Department of Newcomers and all of the newcomer playbook and all of the benefits that have been reallocated from things like police to go towards supporting the migrants, does this policy extend to migrants, or is it only to the American citizens, Colorado citizens, residents that need rental assistance? Or is it impacting migrant benefits? I bet you it's not.
I bet you it's not.
We're speculating. We don't know, but history is our guide.
Let me know if you see any. I tell you how to gauge it. Let me know if you see any illegal aliens out on the damn street pushing a cart down Colfax. You won't.
I generally avoid Colfax.
You only see American citizens who are out here trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, but not illegals, because they always have some sort of NGO or some sort of housing option. It's just American citizens who are being left out. Oh yeah, right before the fall and winter, before the weather changes, these people are going to be evicted from their houses. And oh yeah, by the way, they're blaming Donald Trump. They're blaming the president. Sure. And oh, the government. Oh, they're blaming. See, it's easy now because Trump is the one in there. But they don't look at what led up to this crisis. They don't care.
And so, this specifically is policy of City and County of Denver. And City and County of Denver has a massive issue because they don't have money to fund all the things they've promised to people. And they're super empathetic, so they can't cut migrant stuff, because the migrants are just refugees here in search of a better life. And Americans, even if they're pushing a shopping cart down Colfax with all of their belongings in it, Karen, they're still the privileged ones because they were born American and they're not refugees here in search of a better life. So make them live on the street for a little while so we can provide benefits to the migrants, because that's the empathetic and equitable thing to do.
It's just all about votes. That's all it is. Like, I don't know why we sit up here and act like, you know, they've actually fooled these Trantifas and all these idiots into believing that this is about empathy. common sense would tell you what this is really about, but they're like, these people deserve to be here and they're ripping families apart and all that. Like, fool, this is about voter blocks.
Yeah.
This ain't about nothing else. Just about it. When they say democracy, this is what they really mean, is Democrat power and control.
Democracy.
Look, I've talked to at least three of these people who showed me their beautiful homes on the beaches in their country. They send their money home. They build massive, beautiful homes in their country. They ain't hurting for shit. They are very well taken care of. All their generous welfare benefits that they get from us, they send them home. I have spoken to someone who has a home here. And he has a home in Jalisco. His home in Jalisco is gorgeous. Six bedrooms.
Wait, Karen, I will say this. Don't get me wrong. The remittances and all that shit, this shit is great for the US dollar. You know what I'm saying? This is great. For
in a strange way, yes.
Yeah, this is fantastic for it. But we could do without it. You know?
Yeah, and please don't. That's why I'm like, don't
tell me. What benefit are we getting?
They're not poor.
Circulation of the dollar has always beneficial to the dollar.
But they've printed the dollar. So, you know, they've printed. It does.
No, I'm saying
the number of dollars in circulation absolutely impacts the price of the dollar.
I mean, they're just winging it. They can take it as they go.
No, you're trying to find some benefit of this.
And as soon as you decide that you're going to stop, you know, using the dollar as your world reserve currency, we're going to bomb the shit out of you. That's just how it works.
That's how
the game goes. Oh, you don't like that we're in debt? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, here we go.
Turn the printing machines off?
There you go.
Okay. You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
Baby. All right. So the final story that I have is a little bit of a silly one, but it's interesting. Jared Polis shared this.
No such thing.
This.
Why keep talking about this gay ass dude?
Story. He said it's from Forbes. As tariffs and coffee prices soaring, some in Congress are brewing up a solution. How clever. Jared Polis says coffee lovers have been, get it, chucka chucka waka waka, a little down lately as tariff taxes are driving up the price of coffee. No one should have to pay more just to enjoy their morning brew. Now, I looked up this morning how coffee prices. Wait, where the hell? Where'd you go?
I don't want to hear that shitty ass.
Okay, fine. Whatever. So coffee prices in Colorado are significantly higher than the national average. Starbucks prices since Jared Polis came in office in 2019, January 2019 is when he was sworn in. Starbucks prices specifically have increased up to 30% in the state of Colorado. And Starbucks prices in Colorado are significantly higher than the national average. Why do you guys think that is?
Because your governor's gay. Dun, 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 dun.
I think our governor is gay, openly. So he's first gay governor and openly gay governor in the nation. So, you know, I don't think he's lying. I don't think that directly correlates to coffee prices, but I do think his policies, if you're using the alternate meaning of the word gay, I think that's probably an accurate statement. His statements about coffee and tariffs generally is a bunch of gaslighting. This is like what they did with eggs. You remember eggs?
They think you're stupid.
They do.
Yep.
They think everybody is dumb. And
well, they believe that people are just going to take the headline. You're just going to take the headline and believe it.
Reality. Like they don't. These people don't live in reality anymore.
So you pack the narrative into the headline, and then people believe it and repeat it. So they did this with eggs, right? Up until January 20th of 2025, Colorado was in an egg crisis, not because of anything Trump had done. He wasn't in office yet. Colorado was in an egg crisis because of their law that they passed saying that all egg producers had to have free range, you know, all had to be free range. There can be no cages involved in egg production, which meant that a lot of, you know, egg producers had to leave the state, had to, you know, readjust. So our egg prices went through the roof. The day that President Trump got in office, all the Democrats in Colorado started complaining about egg prices after telling us that there was no problem with egg prices because it was their fault, but now they had Trump to blame. And so then all of a sudden we were supposed to be super concerned about egg prices, and egg prices went up around the nation, like initially, and then came back down. But it never had anything to do with President Trump here in Colorado. It had to do with the terrible, terrible policies of the communists that run our government. And they'll just gaslight you when that starts to come to light.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what is the, like, do they not understand that we have AI and YouTube now? Like, there's really nothing that can really be hidden. Now, don't get me wrong. You do have your handful of re-reads that just, you know, take everything for face value. But hold on, don't be trying to copy me. Now, you do have your handful of idiots that just take everything at face value. Like, oh, I see the headline and all that. But even that's starting to become like a if that was really working, the Democrats' approval rating would be a lot better.
Yeah, I don't think their bullshit is working anymore.
It's not. It's not.
And it's always going to work on the, you know, hyper Trump deranged and radical communist factions. But that's like 20% or less of the nation. And I see people, the reaction videos, the things that you go on any of these commies' Twitter posts and go into the comments and they're getting destroyed, right? They're turning their comments off because people aren't having it anymore.
Yeah.
I love this, you know, kind of Hakeem Jeffries led messaging platform. It says Democrats are going to fix problems if they get back in office.
Yeah. Okay.
All the problems that they caused. Again, the last shutdown, the longest shutdown we've ever had, 35 days, that was Democrats protesting border security. They could not possibly find the money to fund border security. But my question shut down, here's the 35 days.
Who are these people? Who are these people talking to when they're not in Washington? Like,
they're lobbyists.
Is that it? Because you can't be this out of touch. Like, you can't be this, like, It's not possible with the internet. You can't be this lost.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on just a second because I feel like I didn't have the desired effect the last time. Stay with me, Darren. All I'm really saying. So who are they talking to? Well, they're talking to the people they do care about. Well, lobbyists, foreign governments, NGOs, whoever's put money in their pockets.
But even they got to know that something's not right. Like, and the reason I know that they're more in touch is because they're groveling to Trump right now. So what is it that Hakeem and Chuck and all these idiots are getting that makes them think that they're on the right path? Nothing has shown that this is the case. So how are they?
I think they're getting the assurance that as long as they stay on message, when they turn the key in their car, it won't blow up. It really could be that simple, right? Six ways for Sunday of getting back to you. Chuck Schumer is definitely terrified of the intelligence community. He's made that clear. So he's controllable that way, right? He's controllable by fear. Others, by wealth. Why is it that somebody goes into Congress, they make $174,000 a year as a salary,
multimillionaire,
which is a lot of money, but it's not, that's not, you know, 1% wealth, right? That's a lower middle class.
It's 10%.
You're in the 10%. Sure. But then within their first 2 years of being in the government, they're multimillionaires. How does that happen? That's kind of weird. Just because they're like super good and being elected means that they're all of a sudden worth so much more money. And then that money appears and it's not corruption and it's not, you know, buying politics. It's not any of that, because that would be a crime and somebody would have to prosecute it. But when it's happening to every single one of them, nobody's going to prosecute it.
Wow. How
they're going to dodge it, kick the can down the road, never actually solve the problem, which is what we see.
Yeah, I mean, solving the problem would mean that you don't need them anymore, right? So if the problem's got solved, I mean, because all this stuff can be fixed overnight. It's like crime, for instance. It's a very small percentage of people.
What happened in D.C.?
Bingo. It's a very small percentage of the population committing all of the crimes.
Yeah.
So what do? You lock those motherfuckers up. Very simple, right? Easy peasy. But
bring back the three strike laws, right? Yeah. Like, you know, that Ashy Larry guy that was trying to steal kids out of the playground.
Forget three strikes.
14 forget. Freaking times.
The three strikes only apply.
One strike. Certain, you get one strike.
For certain crimes, right? Like, but for trying to abduct children, like.
Done.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gone. No. You need to be.
You hurt a child, you forfeit your right to breathe air.
Bingo.
My position, bingo. And I'm not.
You forfeit your right to have a wiener.
To breathe air. Off. No, you forfeit your right to breathe air, because they already do that and it still doesn't solve the problem. They chemically castrate already and it doesn't solve the problem. But we are out of time, and so we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week for your midweek lunch break here on the Colorado Show. Indeed. On CDM, and make sure that you hit the like button wherever you are watching us, because that certainly helps us out and we appreciate it. You can follow Darren at Chicago's Moron. Yes. On X, Mayor Jandon Bronson, and I'm at Ash in America. Karen, who has left us, is at Real Karen Jean on X, and she does great videos. I think she's on TikTok too, isn't she?
Yeah, she's
Real Karen Jean. So definitely make sure that you're following all of us, and we will see you guys next week. Cheers.